The Justice Department has rejected a request to appoint an independent counsel to look at the charges that Democrats may have violated campaign finance laws. The decision does not mean the probe is over, but it does suggest that to get an independent counsel appointed, critics will have to find information implicating the president or vice president. NPR's Barbara Bradley has a report.
The decision marks the third time this month that the Justice Department has declined to appoint an independent counsel in the case. In recent weeks, Republican lawmakers and watchdog groups have charged that fundraisers at the Democratic National Committee violated campaign finance laws. And in fact, the DNC has returned $1.27 million in contributions from foreign sources that could be illegal. Last month, Senator John McCain and four House committee chairmen asked the Attorney General to appoint an independent counsel because, they said, the administration should not investigate itself in this matter. But Congressman Barney Frank, a Democrat from Massachusetts, says the Justice Department had no choice but to decline.
What the Republicans were trying to do was to get an independent counsel appointed, even though the statutory minimum that you needed to even begin that process wasn't there. And then once that had been done, they would say, see, even Janet Reno says something was wrong here, even though the simple fact of an appointment of an independent counsel does not mean anything was wrong.
The hurdles to appoint an independent counsel are relatively easy to clear, but they are specific. First, the allegations must be from a credible source. Not a problem here, since they come from members of Congress. Second, they must be specific allegations of wrongdoing. Lawyers say the McCain letter seems to meet that test. It itemized several acts that could be illegal, such as a fundraising event in a Buddhist temple in California and contributions from people connected to firms in South Korea and Indonesia. Lawyers say it's the third hurdle that tripped up the appointment, finding a so-called covered person, someone high-ranking enough to pin the charges on. The focal point in this drama is John Huang, who raised $2.5 million for the DNC. Joseph DeGeneva, a former independent counsel and U.S. attorney, says Huang's activities don't merit an independent counsel investigation for a simple reason. He didn't get paid enough.
He's not a covered person under the statute. Statute lists pay categories for people who are covered by the statute. He's not in that category.
Still, Senator McCain believes there's plenty of evidence to suggest the wrongdoing may go higher. For one thing, he notes that Vice President Gore attended the fundraising event at the Buddhist temple in California. Beyond that, he says, there's circumstantial evidence that foreign policy was influenced by campaign contributions. In particular, McCain makes a link between the U.S. attitude toward Indonesia, weapons sales and criticism of human rights abuses, and money linked to an Indonesian firm.
Now, I'm not saying there wasn't any change that was dictated by other events, but there certainly is questions that are raised that raises it to the level of the involvement of the President of the United States as far as our relations with Indonesia are concerned.
Today's decision does not mark the end of the investigation, just the next phase. The department has handed the case over to a task force in the Public Integrity Section of the Criminal Division, which is looking at previous complaints. Even if the department doesn't appoint an independent counsel to investigate the lower-level officials like Huang, it can still prosecute him and others under the criminal law. Attorney Joseph DeGeneva.
And I'm going to tell you something. This is not good news for anybody who is a likely target or subject of these investigations, because the department is looking for a case to show that they don't believe that independent counsels are necessary for cases like this, and they're going to be very, very thorough, very vigorous, and I think extremely aggressive.
The department is sending out FBI agents to investigate whether any criminal wrongdoing occurred. For its part, the Republican-controlled Congress is likely to do some investigating of its own when it returns next year. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.